This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
If you're down to earth and like to give it a whirl, I'm a low-tech guy in a high-tech world.
All right, well, the high-tech world may be coming to the United States. Shares of Apple higher today by $8.20, settling at $547 for AAPL. And here to tell us about Apple's plan to build Mac computers in the U.S., we have Tim Lesko, partner at Granite Investment Advisors, and Adam Satariano of Bloomberg News. Gentlemen, good to have you. Adam, start us off and tell us, what is this about Apple wanting to make Macs in the United States?
Apple CEO Tim Cook sat down with our own Business Week's Josh Strangle for a wide-ranging interview, and among the things that they talked about was a sense of patriotism, or what kind of patriotism a U.S. company like Apple feels. And in that, he talked about that Apple would be investing more than $100 million in moving some Mac manufacturing back to the U.S. You know, granted, that is, in comparison to what you see on Apple's balance sheet, very small, but it's a shift for a company that for years has relied on labor in China to do that sort of assembly and manufacturing. And so it was a surprising and very interesting tidbit to come out of that interview.
Tim Lesko, making Mac products in the United States. Tim Cook says it's not about bringing jobs back to the U.S., it's, in a sense, creating them in the first place, because the United States was never a preeminent maker of consumer electronics. Do you buy that?
I agree with Tim Cook. From a shareholder standpoint, we want them to be making products here in the United States if that's the best place for them to make the products. And we have a manufacturing base that really we've not been educating people to run the type of machinery and to work in the kind of environments that you need to build sensitive electronics. So our hope certainly is that we're beginning to build that here in the United States, and this will be a profitable venture for Apple, not just a patriotic one.
Adam, right now Apple does source some products in the U.S. Tell us about them.
Yeah, some of the guts of products like the iPhone are made already in the United States and then moved over to China and Foxconn, where they're manufactured and assembled. Like the Gorilla Glass, for example, the sort of thick glass that's on the front of the iPhone is made in Kentucky, and some other sort of processing equipment is also made in the United States. And so the point there that Tim Cook is trying to make is that Apple is already an engine for jobs in the United States. The example he pointed to also was all the mobile software jobs that have been created around people who create apps. A sort of line of work that didn't really exist, or at least one that you could make a living off before the iPhone was introduced in 2007.
Now, Adam, Apple used to make some of its products in the U.S. That ended when? In 2003?
Yeah, up until the late 1990s when they started moving a lot of manufacturing. This isn't unique to Apple. This was a trend that went through the United States when a lot of manufacturing moved overseas to take advantage of some of the cheaper manufacturing costs. But Apple was actually one of the later technology companies to go. They had some facilities in the Sacramento area in Northern California, Texas, as well as some in Ireland as well.
Tim Lesko, shares of Apple have lost about 20% of their value over the last 3 months. It is still up 31% year to date. Any reason in your mind for why we're seeing this downturn in the stock?
Well, you're coming in towards year end, so there's a lot of concern that perhaps people are selling Apple shares to realize capital gains in 2012 instead of 2013. On top of which, there were four competing stories yesterday talking about one particular brokerage firm increasing their margin requirements on trading of Apple, and another story about perhaps Apple's share of the tablet market degrading over the next 4 years, where in our mind as shareholders, this is mostly just noise. Apple creates a lot of noise. It's created its own news flow. And for a stock trading at you know, call it 12 times trailing earnings and a little under 11 times forward earnings. It's really created a nice opportunity for people who have not owned it to buy it at what we think are really cheap levels.
Tim, do you see a lot more funds getting into Apple next year?
You know, it's such a large portion of the S&P 500, it'd be hard to say that there are a lot of funds that don't own it. But certainly, as this is hedge fund redemption time, so you probably see a lot of trading in Apple over the next 2 months, both perhaps tax reasons this month and then looking forward next month. Hard to see where a company with as much cash as they have, no debt, high margins and great products, trading at less than a market multiple. So that should draw, you know, both growth investors and value investors towards Apple.
Tim Lesko, do you care whether Apple comes out with a television?
I only care whether Apple comes out with a television if it's a really good product that changes the discussion on television, right? They changed the discussion on music. They changed the discussion on cell phones. They invented, essentially, the tablet market, or at least took an idea and commercialized it. So really, people or investors don't want Apple to be an also-ran in television. It would have to be something that really fundamentally changed it. And I think it will be hard for them to get the kind of content they want if they're going to be the lead in changing television.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, very much. Tim Lesko, partner, Granite Investment Advisors, also Adam Satariano of Bloomberg News.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.